It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. This is show number 320, episode 23 of our 14th year. We'd especially like to welcome the new listeners coming in from the Pandora streaming service. As you may have heard, we're now available on Pandora along with a few other select podcasts. Another way to get your Renaissance Festival music fix. My name is Chuck Burke, and I'm going to spend this show letting you know a little bit about what we do here for the new listeners. That first song you heard was The Horse's Brawl, performed by Cantiga from A Timeless Journey. You can find out more about them at cantigamusic.com. Before we get started, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, the Ren Crews. You'll be hearing more about them later. That last song and the next one coming up, these are examples of period music. One of the types of music that you commonly find at the Renaissance festivals is music that actually would have been played during the Renaissance period. There's not a whole lot of that we have available to us, but we try to play as much as we can here on the show. The next song coming up is Mes Pas Semez, performed by the New World Renaissance Band. That's from the CD Poets, Bards, and Singers of Songs. You can find out more about them at nightwatchrecording.com.
Thank you. Asmael Wengele par divers solitaires sans dépenser entre mêlées qui rendent humides mes yeux. Et tant plus j'ai ma voix au ciel, tant moins je me sens exaucé. Et si ne sais quand j'aurai mieux, non je ne sais quand j'aurai mieux. Jamais tenu mais pas si cher, ni mon esprit tant endormi. Que par montagnes et rochers, je ne cherche mon ami. L'oeil et l'oreille l'entendive, la parole prompte et naïve. Mais d'elle n'est mon demi, non d'elle n'est mon demi. Je n'en ai su trouver aucune qui s'approcha de tes valeurs. Pour cela j'entretiens chacune, c'est en attendant ta présence, car je suis en ferme constance. Parler à tu et n'aimer qu'une,
and now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't actually
live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Traveled all over this world, and now to another I go. I know the good quarters are waiting to welcome old Roz and the Bo.
To welcome old Roz and the Bo. To welcome old Roz and the Bo. I know the good quarters are waiting to welcome old Roz and the Bo.
I'm dead and laid out on the counter, a voice you will hear from below says, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old Roz and the Bo.
To drink with old Roz and the Bo. To drink with old Roz and the Bo.
dozen stout fellows and stack them all up in a row. Let them drink out of half-gallon bottles to the memory of Roz and the Bow.
To the memory of Roz and the Bow. The memory of Roz and the Bow. Let them drink out of half-gallon bottles to the memory of Roz and the Bow.
Then get you half dozen stout fellows and let them all stagger and go. And dig a great hole in the meadow and in it to put Roz in the bowl.
And in it to put Roz in the bowl. And in it put Roz in the bowl. And dig a great hole in the meadow and in it to put Roz in the bowl.
Tyrant approaching, thy cruel remorseless of foe. So I lift up my glass in his honor, take a drink with old Roz and the Bow.
Take a drink with old Roz and the Bow. Drink with old Roz and the Bow. I lift up my glass in his honor, take a drink with old Roz and the Bow.
From their brand new album, Broadsides and Ballads, that was Whiskey Bay Rovers with Rosin the Bow. Welcome to Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. I'm your host, Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com. Now today I've been tasked to explain a bit how I viewed pirate music. I personally group them into three distinct categories. They are traditional, neo-traditional, and pirate core. Traditional is a style of music which tends to be a cappella or bands who use more period-accurate instrumentation. For example, Jim Hancock, the Crimson Pirates, Bounding Main, and the Pirate Royale. Neo-traditional sits in between traditional and pirate core. They have a more modern lineup and instruments, but they can also do traditional if need be. Examples of this would be Pride of Bedlam, The Bilge Pumps, Musical Blaze, and The Jolly Rogers. Finally, we have Pirate Core, which is purely modern in the lineups, instrumentation, and pure sound of the bands themselves. None of these bands could sound the same in the traditional setting. For examples, we have Ailstorm, The Pirates Charles, The Dread Crew of Oddwood. These are all textbook examples of pirate core. That is how I view pirate music, and I hope this helps you. For example, today we have two traditional bands, but if you want to hear the full gamut of pirate music, head on over to ScoundrelsIn.com for my show that airs live every Wednesday night for over 2.5 hours of the finest pirate music the world has to offer. ScoundrelsIn.com. Pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their album, Ports of Call, here are the Rambling Sailors with Cardiff Rose.
The sun comes up on the Spanish sea, our hometown far behind us. Being hunted by the king's navy, it's sure he'd never find us. Haul away, me lads, of the Cardiff Rose, and hoist the Jolly Roger. We brought her into the lured wind and made for the Caribbean, for thoughts of what it might have been destroys a human being. But thoughts about the Spaniards' gold and learning to desire it, can make a man so brash and so bold, he'll soon become a pirate. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Now a gleam came into the captain's eyes as he spied an English clipper. She looks the perfect shape and size, let's haul aboard and skip her. I fired a shot across her bow and eased ourselves beside her. With our keel as close as she'd allow, I sprung from the deck to ride her. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Up she tumbles and starts to pitch, and signals for assistance. I tightened our hold another hatch, and ended her resistance. Now there's many a day on the Spanish sea I served aboard that raider, but we never did nothing more beautifully than the way that we belayed her. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Her hull was hot as St. Elmo's fire, her chests were filled with treasure. We took as much as we'd require, and we took the rest for our pleasure. There's many a day on the Spanish main, but none I hold so dear. As a fateful day I first became a bloody buccaneer. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Haul away, me lad, to the Cardiff crows, and hoist the Jolly Roger.
Hi, this is Glenn from RedSides.com. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
That last song was Shuffling True Jigs, performed by Tartanic from the CD Universal. You can find out more about them at tartanic.net. Over the years, Renaissance festivals have evolved to show not just the Central European cultures of the 16th and 17th century, but other cultures as well. Our show has evolved as well. We feature music from different cultures around the world, some of them European and some beyond. This one you just heard, the bagpipes, of course, being from Scotland, although we do have bagpipers from Germany and other countries as well that show up on the show from time to time. As well as evolving in the type of music, the show itself has evolved. It was started 14 years ago by Mark Gunn as a way to showcase bands that were playing on the Renaissance Festival circuit. We've tried to keep that focus, but over time, we've become more fan-oriented as well, and the show is now run by a group of fans. We refer to ourselves as the Minions. These include former and current co-hosts Matt Letter, Tony Artem, Joe Haydu, Captain Nicholas London, myself, and others. We've also got help from other people. We have our archivist, Bob Brinkman, who also hosts the show from time to time. We have people who contribute different sections for the show, such as Jack Gonzo, who contributes our Moat segment, which focuses on pirate culture. And we have other people working behind the scenes, like Danny and Christine Fault, who helped keep our music in order. Stephen Conroy, who maintains the song list for songs that have been played on the show. If you take a look at our Facebook page at facebook.com/renfestmusic, you'll find that we also try to keep a running calendar of upcoming events and fairs that are going on, as well as posting news articles that might be of interest to you. Go on over and check it out. This next song coming up is an example of Middle Eastern culture. It's Shiki Shiki Baba, performed by Circa Paleo from the CD 11 Lives. Find out more about them at circapaleo.com. Thank you. Are you a fan of the medieval and Renaissance era? Then join us as Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allow you to enjoy nearly 1,400 years of Renaissance and medieval wars, arts and sciences, and daily life. You'll also find many images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Go to renaissancemagazine.com and enter the discount code SBRM-PDC18 for 30% off any format for a term to get your own digital or print copy of Renaissance Magazine. You'll be glad you did.
The diamond is a ship, me lads, for the Davis Strait she's bound, and the caters all garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide, where the sun it never sets, me lad, no darkness dims the sky. So it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around, with their shawls all pulled about them, and their salt tears running down. Don't you weep no more, me bonny lass, though you be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice afore we change our mind. So it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's a health to the Battler of Montrose and the diamond ship of fame. We wear the trousers o' the white and the jackets o' the blue, and when we return to Peterhead, we'll hae sweethearts anew. So it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. It'll be bricht both day and night when the Greenland lads come home, with a ship that's full, me lads, and money to our name. We'll make the cradles for to rock, and the blankets for to tear, make every lass in Peterhead sing Hushabye, my dear. So it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. So it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
You were just listening to The Bonny Ship, the Diamond by Mallory and McCall. I'm Bob Brinkman, and this is From the Archives, the segment of the podcast dedicated to artists no longer touring or who are no longer with us. Mallory McCall, of course, members of the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame, performed together for over 20 years before health concerns finally forced them to retire several years ago. This particular recording is not from one of their commercially released albums, but is instead an unreleased track, one of those treasures that we like to bring you here on From the Archives. Coming up next, we have a duo of performers who, while no longer performing together, are still performing. The Minstrels of Mayhem, Jerry Berry and Ty Billings, both very well known on the circuit, for their blue and gold costuming and their fantastic music, until geographical differences, rather than artistic differences, caused them to go their separate ways. Jerry Barry still tours the festival circuit with the New Minstrel Review, while Ty Billings likewise appears at numerous locations with his band Celtic Mayhem. So both Minstrel and Mayhem still out there, still performing. And as for the Minstrels of Mayhem themselves, I don't think anyone could explain it better than they could in this recording from their album Live at My Dear Mother's Pub, The Ballad of Pompadour, and Melodio. We'll see you next time.
Well, you know, many people have asked us how exactly it was that we met, Melodio and myself, and there's lots of stories going around exactly how that happened. None of them are true. This is exactly how it happened.
As I remember it, it was Rome.
Rome.
City of light, city of love.
Yeah, that's a Paris Pompadour.
You remember Rome, it's the city where the Pope lives.
You remember the Pope?
He's the one that won't go in the woods.
We stayed with Leonardo while we're there. Painting and inventing was his fame. He had a woman that would only smile for me.
Me. And Mona?
Mona was her name.
Mona. What a dame. After leaving Rome, we went to Venice. As dusty and as dry as can be. We got drunk one night and left the water running. Now Venice is a city on the sea.
But those gondoliers sure do sing pretty.
Oh, solo mio, es un melodio. Melodio, he sing a solo. There's no Pompadour.
What? No, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We partied hardly down in Pisa.
Was it up or down?
In the house of a friend we shouldn't name.
Pisa party, Guido's.
We all went to the window to see a maiden bathing, and that old tower will never be the same. We sailed into the west with great Columbus. It's time we're turning back, he did declare. We argued to push on through the wind and rain and fog, for there must be a woman who doesn't know us somewhere.
We're gonna find her.
Especially since we can't go back to Italy, too.
That's not my fault.
Yes, it is your fault.
Cause we are the minstrels of mayhem.
Mayhem.
Of mayhem.
Mayhem.
Of mayhem.
Mayhem.
We are the minstrels of mayhem.
Mayhem.
And we'll sing a song for you.
We'd like to thank everybody for coming out and joining us on this nice music
so
extravaganza
fun.
We got here. We'd like to introduce everybody in the band that's helping the Minstrels of Mayhem out. Over here to my far right, I've got Mr. Craig Browers on the bass. Thank you. Feel free. Thank you, Craig.
To Craig's direct right, surely the shortest one here, but certainly the prettiest on the stage. That's Marcia Harvey.
Marcia Harvey. Thank you, Marcia. To my left, all the way from the Gypsy Gorilla Band, I'd like to present, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Hancock on the mandolin. And we, of course, are the Minstrels of Mayhem.
Cause we are the Minstrels of Mayhem. Of mayhem, of mayhem, we are the minstrels of mayhem.
sing a song for you.
If you like our show, please consider helping us bring you more music by becoming a Patreon backer. Patreon members receive exclusive thank you gifts and content, including early releases of the show, free CDs, and access to the new Liner Notes podcast. Find out more information at patreon.com/renfestpodcast. And as always, thank you for your support.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder and Brad Boucher. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard.
He was tall, he was handsome, from the clan of McDaniel, the Scotch-Irish cousin of sweet Lorna Sue. And the blood that was Irish flowed through him like whiskey, 'cause if you were buying, he'd raise a glass with you. He dreamed of a day when he'd go back to Ireland and open a tavern in Donaghadee. He said, I've got some plans for when I'm through with working. By then I'll have saved all the money I'll need. Sing, everyone's welcome at Dane of McDaniel's, Whiskey Emporium in Donaghadee. So come raise a glass and we'll sing like the angels. No one's a stranger, we're all family. Dana would smile as he'd tell you his vision. With so much passion, you'd swear you were there. After a while, we'd all be a-wishing we were dancing in Donaghadee without care. He'd sing, everyone's welcome at Dana McDaniel's, Whiskey Emporium in Donaghadee. So come raise a glass and we'll sing like the angels. No one's a stranger, we're all family. Fast-moving river and colored his history with fortune and luck. So there was one shining arrow he'd pulled from his quiver and shot at the moon and the stars up above. He'd sing, everyone's welcome at Dana McDaniel's, Whiskey Emporium in Donaghadee. So come raise a glass and we'll sing like the angels. No one's a stranger, we're all family. From the clan of McDaniel, the cousin you know of sweet Lorna Sue. And the light he shined brightly went out like a candle. He left this life in 2002. The smokes took his voice, but then took his body, and he never quite made it back to Donaghadee. But if I were a gambler, I'd bet all my money that there's good times and good friends you can hear him sing. Everyone's welcome at Dana McDaniel's, Whiskey Emporium in Donaghadee. So come raise a glass and we'll sing like the angels. No one's a stranger, we're all family. Everyone's welcome at Dana McDaniel's, Whiskey Emporium in Donaghadee. So come raise a glass and we'll sing like the angels. No one's a stranger, we're all family.
That was Dana McDaniel's Whiskey Emporium, performed by the Chuckawalla Rhythm Kings from No Bedrolls or Backpacks. Find out more about them at chuckawallark.com. Drinking songs have become standard fare at the festivals over the years, and we play a good number of them on the podcast. There are some that we can't play. Because of the adult nature of them, you can find them on our sister podcast at renbawdy.com. That started out as an annual body show that we would do around the holidays, but we've now spun that off as a separate podcast. It's put out about once a month. Now, some of the drinking songs, like the last one, are songs simply about drinking. Others, like this one coming up, are songs best sung while you're drinking. This example is All For Me Grog, performed by Barley Juice from A Night at the Pub. Find out more about them at barleyjuice.com.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. For across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me boots, me noggin, noggin boots? All gone for beer and tobacco. For the soles are worn out and the heels are kicked about. And the toes are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where is me short, me noggin, noggin short? All gone for beer and tobacco. For the collar it is worn and the sleeves are ripped and torn, and the tail is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Out across the western ocean I must wander.
And I haven't been to bed since first I come ashore with me plunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, and I'm filled with pains and aches. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. But I spent all me dough on my lassies moving slow. Far across the western ocean I must wander. Far across the western ocean I must wander. Across the western ocean I must wander.
I've been watching this joust for what seems like a year, and I think I can feel my skin starting to sear. The sun, it is high, the day, it is hot, and I'm desperately looking for one shady spot. But there's no shade, never. No shade, never, no more. Will this day be cast over? No, never, no more.
Now we're watching a chess match at a quarter past noon. It's 100 degrees and I'm starting to swoon. As the queen tries a gambit with her bishop and knight. But no one cares about the chess part, just get to the fight.
Cause there's no shade, never. Get to the fight, no shade, never, no more. Will this day be cast over? No, never, no more. Now to dress like a noble can fill you with glee. You wear such pretty layers, no fewer than three. But in the dog days of summer, with the sun in its prime,
you'll think, screw it, I'll dress like a gypsy next time.
Cause there's no shade, never.
Dress like a gypsy,
no shade, never, no more. Will this day be cast over? No, never, no more.
As I sit in the sun and I pant like a dog, I could use a good dose of that old London fog. But instead it's a rent fair where we'll sit and fry. It feels much less like England and more like Dubai. Cause there's no shade, never feels like Dubai. No shade, never, no more. Will this day be cast over? No, never, no more. And there's no shade, never. No shade, never, no more. Will this day be cast over? No, never, no more. Will this day be cast over? No, never, no.
You just heard No Shade Never, performed by Rowan and the Rose from Friendly Traveling Minstrels. Find out more about them at rowanandtherose.com. Comedy acts are popular, and comedic music is a mainstay of the fair circuit. I'm a fan of folk songs like this that use existing melodies and provide new words to them. Other comedic songs, such as this one, are amusing story songs. This one is The Night Pat Murphy Died, performed by Minstrosity from Why Am I Not Surprised? Look for more information about them at minstrosity.com.
The night Pat Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Everyone got roaring drunk and some not sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around and everyone was feeling gay, and a lady came by with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, while Kelly and his friends came in, those dirty, rotten thieves. They crept into the anteroom and a bottle of whiskey stole, and they stuck the bottle in with the corpse for to keep the liquor cold.
And that's how we showed our respect for Patty Murphy. That's how we showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and shame and winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full on the night that Murphy died.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, some dirty blue-eyed scamp, he scrawled upon the coffin with here in lies a tramp. They stopped the clocks on Mrs. Murphy, couldn't tell the time. And at 3:15, sure they told her it was 9.
And everyone got merry, they didn't care for prayer. Mrs. Murphy said she'd wait till all the gang were there.
We're here!
Of all the things I've ever seen that made me shiver with fear, they took the ice right off the corpse and put it on the beer.
Ew. That's how we showed our respect for Patty Murphy. That's how we showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and shame and winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full on the night that Murphy died.
Now everything was doing fine, there was no ill at all, till Finnegan told Flanagan, "You've got an awful gall." I thought that that might start a row, and sure enough, it did. And Callahan, he carved his name there on the coffin lid.
And then the fight got fierce and strong with everybody in. And someone knocked the whiskers off a poor old Darby Flynn. And Dirty Andy Burke was there. Now what do you think he done?
What?
He stood the corpse right on its head in the corner just for fun.
That's how we showed our respect for Patty Murphy. That's how we showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and shame and winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full on the night Pat Murphy died.
Then someone hollered for the cops, they pounded down the door. They jumped upon poor Penny's back and then knocked him to the floor. They wrapped it twice behind the ears and once on top of the head. And when they picked him up again, they found out he was dead.
Then Mrs. Murphy started in a battling with the cops. She chased them, every one of them. She chased him 20 blocks. A lovely time was had by all. 18 in court were tried for having caused a riot on the night that Murphy died.
And that's how we showed our respect for Patty Murphy. That's how we showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and shame and winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full on the night that Murphy died.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, the funeral left the house. And everyone but poor old Mrs. Murphy was out soused. They stopped on the way to the churchyard at the old Red Door Saloon.
They went in there at 9 o'clock and they didn't come out till noon. That's how we showed our respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how we showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and shame and winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night that Murphy died.
Sure.
Every drink in the place was full the night that Murphy died.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpidlyada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
All around my hat, I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat, for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. Oh, fare you well, cold winter, and fare you well, cold frost, for nothing I have gained but my own true love at last. So sing and I'll be merry when occasion I do see you. He's a false deluded young man, let him go, farewell he. And all around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. Now the other day he brought me a fine diamond ring, but he thought to deprive me of a far finer thing. But I, being careful as true love as ought to be, oh, he's a false deluded young man, let him go, farewell he. And all around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. You take a quarter pound of reason and a half pound of sense, a small sprig of thyme and a pinch of prudence. Now mix them all together and you will plainly see. Oh, he's a false deluded young man, let him go, farewell he. And all around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
That last song was All Around My Hat, performed by Nightfire from Duckfeet Waddling. You can find out more at nightfire.com. That's NEIDFYRE.com. Songs like this have become traditional in the Renaissance festivals, despite having been written long after the Renaissance period. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of examples of songs like this that usually come down from the... usually started out as folk songs, a lot of the Irish songs and other European culture songs that have been kept up as part of the fair culture, and it just wouldn't be the fair without it. You'll find a lot of these being played at the pub sing that takes place at the end of the day at many fairs. I want to offer a heartfelt thanks to our friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Marie Vopio, and Ron Langford. So we're coming to the end of the show. If you like what you're hearing, come over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/RenFestPodcast. Let us know what you think. You can also email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com if you have any feedback you'd like to offer or any requests you'd like to make. This last song is another example of a period song. It's The Parting Glass, performed by Mark Gunn from his CD Soul of the Harper. Mark is, of course, the founder of the podcast. He's the one responsible for us being here, so you can blame him if you find anything you don't like. You can find out more about him at markgunn.com. So I hope you've enjoyed this show. For those of you who are new to it, We hope you'll be tuning in again. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I've spent it in good company, and of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, was done to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memories now I cannot recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, she alone has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.